A reading from the book of Joshua. Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel together at Shechem, and then he called the elders, leaders, judges, and scribes of Israel. And they all presented themselves before God. Then Joshua said to all the people, "If you will not serve the Lord, choose today whom you wish to serve, whether the gods that your ancestors served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are now living. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." The people answered, "We have no intention of deserting the Lord our God, who brought us and our ancestors out of the land of Egypt, the house of slavery, who worked those great wonders before our eyes and preserved us all along the way we travelled and among all the peoples from whom we journeyed. We too will serve the Lord, for he is our God." The word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord. Reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Give way to one another in obedience to Christ. Wives should regard their husbands as they regard the Lord, since as Christ is head of the church and saves the whole body, so is a husband and head of his wife. And as the church submits to Christ, so should wives to their husbands. in everything. Husbands should love their wives just as Christ loved the church and sacrificed himself for her to make her holy. He made her clean by washing her in water with the form of words, so that when he took her to himself, she would be glorious, with no speck or no wrinkle or anything like that, but holy and faultless. In the same way, husbands must love their wives as they love their own bodies. For a man to love his wife is for him to love himself. A man never hates his own body, but he feels it and looks after it, and that is the way Christ treats the church, because it is his body, and we are its living parts. For this reason, a man must leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two will become one body. This mystery has many implications, but I am saying it applies to Christ and the church. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After hearing his doctrine, many of the followers of Jesus said, "This is intolerable language. How could anyone accept it?" Jesus was aware that his followers were complaining about it and said, "Does this upset you? What if you should see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh has nothing to offer. The words I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the outset those who did not believe and who it was that would betray him. He went on, "This is why I told you that no one could come to me unless the Father allows him." After this, many of his disciples left him and stopped going with him. Then Jesus said to the 12, "What about you? Do you want to go away too?" Simon Peter answered, "Lord, who shall we go to? You have the message of eternal life, and we believe. We know that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to be, O Lord Jesus Christ.
Our dear friends in Jesus Christ, today the Gospel, St. John, chapter 6, versicle 60 to 69. The previous 6 Sundays, we have been hearing the discourse on Eucharist. And this is the longest discourse, one of the longest discourses in St. John, because the whole chapter 6 speaks about the Eucharist. And today, the 6 Sundays of the Eucharistic discourse close. As Bob said at the beginning, it's very difficult, hard. It's not easy to explain. And Jesus said, "You have an option, either to leave me or to come to me. When we go to the shops, we have options, the choices, to select that one or this one. But in the faith, Jesus say, no, we have a fundamental choice. We have to orient our life in this way. The Christian moral theology, fundamental choice is a very strong theme. The first reading, Joshua says, now you have two options. Either to follow the Amorite where you are going to live, the pagan god, or to follow Yahweh, who brought you to Israel. Now it is up to you. You select. The beautiful responsorial psalm spoke, taste and see how the Lord is good. Just like a chocolate, ice cream, says, inviting, taste and see how the Lord is good. Maybe the Eucharist, what we receive in our hand, we have to taste. Otherwise, it just looks like a crisp, or it won't taste. This is the most tasty the God's power in our hands. And the second reading is from Saint Paul. When I was in one church, the second reader said to me, Father, I won't read the second reading. I don't like to read the second reading. Then I asked, why? She said to me, because it is written, the husband as the head of the wife. I don't want to hear that one anymore. Then I said, no, it's not just like that way it is written. There is also one word, like. Like Christ, the husband is the head of the wife. So why don't you think about the like? For this simple word like, there are volumes and volumes of interpretations. That like means the husband sanctified, crucified, dedicated, and his life is a ransom for the wife. So it is not to dominate that one, but to sacrifice. Then she was little satisfied. And the gospel reading, it says our fundamental option. Because Jesus, when he said, this is my flesh and my body, people said, it is intolerable language. It's a kind of cannibalism. How can your body be eaten by the man? And Jesus said, if you don't believe that one, how can you understand my resurrection? If I say that I would be resurrected after three days, how do you believe? Then so many people, they turned back. But Jesus said, to the disciples, "Do you want to go away?" Then Peter said, "No, Lord, you have the eternal words of the life. We believe that you are the Son of Messiah." And Jesus says the answer, "The spirit what gives life. The flesh is not useful." He doesn't say the flesh is not useful in a negative sense, but he says the flesh loses its spirit, its power, when it loses the spirit. The body cannot be thought without the spirit. The body and the soul are united, each and every part. Therefore, the first thing what we have to meditate is that we have to activate the spirit in our body. We are not simple bodies. We are the spiritual bodies. We have the power. We have the energy. No one can say that I lose my energy. We have to activate the spirit. When we activate the spirit, the body will be spiritually powerful. So the tiredness, mental, emotional, the first thing is that we need to activate the spiritual power. We don't lose our power. Then Jesus says, "The faith what makes your body and the mind. No one can come to me unless it is granted my Father." The second impulse would be the Eucharist, what we receive in our hand. It is the most fundamental decision that we take. Jesus, I am not taking you, but you are taking me. I am not converting you, but you are converting my whole life. Because you are the most powerful man, the most powerful thing in my life, I am taking. There's a story told of an Indian evangelist. And the evangelist was distributing Bible in the train. When he gave the gospel to, or the Bible to many people, one of them received and tore into pieces and threw away. And the story is not entered. And later on that day, another man was walking through this, along the railway track. When he was walking along the railway track, he saw a piece of paper. And in that paper, he just saw Jesus, the bread of life. He did not understand anything. Jesus, the bread of life. He gave to another man and he said, "This is Christian thing. This is a Christian law. You just throw away. Otherwise, it will be defiled for you." But he asked another one and he brought a Bible. and he began to study. Now he is really one of the very well-known evangelists. So even a paper, a piece of paper, thrown and torn away by another man, became the bread of life. The parent's life is the bread of life for the whole family. The husband's life is the bread of life for the wife, and the wife for the husband, and the parents for the children, and the children for the society. We all become, in one or another sense, the bread of life. So let us be bread of life for others. We live as bread, and our life is the bread. We divide, we glorify, and we share it to others. We motivate ourselves, because the spirit, unless the spirit does not activate in our body, the body, the flesh will not be very powerful. Amen.